Good morning, and welcome to Greater Good. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley. The Greater Good Science Center studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being, and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. And now, some articles from Greater Good. 10 inspiring signs of progress from the past year. These positive stories, from scientific breakthroughs to advancements in global justice, make us feel uplifted and hopeful for the future. By Emma Varvalakis, January 3, 2024. Many terrible things happened in 2023. But there were significant improvements the world over that will affect millions of people, many of which fell between the cracks of bad news. Here are 10. Number 1, a second malaria vaccine. Almost 500,000 children die every year from malaria. While various treatments and interventions exist, a malaria vaccine used to be considered the holy grail of tropical medicine, as scientists tried in vain for decades to develop one. This year, the World Health Organization approved a second vaccine for malaria, R21. The world's first, Mosquirix, was approved in 2021. R21, which is cheaper and easier to manufacture, will reach countries with a high malaria burden in 2024. Meanwhile, results of a pilot program with Mosquirix are in, and it has already reduced deaths among young children by 13%. Belize, Tajikistan, and Azerbaijan were declared malaria-free, and other countries such as Rwanda and Ghana are also making progress against malaria. 2. Medical firsts. CRISPR, a gene editing technology for which its inventors were awarded the Nobel Prize in 2020, has moved from research to reality. This fall, the United Kingdom, Bahrain, and the United States all approved a treatment that is the first to use CRISPR. That treatment, Casgevy, is a therapy for the blood diseases sickle cell and beta thalassemia. It works by snipping out certain problematic genes, and it may ameliorate symptoms for a lifetime. That's a potential game changer for patients whose treatment options currently are limited. In the spring, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first vaccine for RSV, a respiratory virus that is dangerous to children and the elderly. And for the first time, artificial intelligence has assisted in finding a new antibiotic as well as a new class of antibiotics. 3. LGBTQ rights advanced in Europe and Asia. Despite high-profile setbacks for the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer people in, for example, Uganda, where the harshly punitive Anti-Homosexuality Act was passed, many other countries took steps toward equal rights. In Taiwan, same-sex couples can now adopt children. Nepal saw its first registry of a same-sex marriage after its Supreme Court mandated it. Thailand's parliament is considering a bill that would allow same-sex marriage. Hong Kong's top court ordered the creation of a legal framework that would meet basic social requirements for same-sex couples, for example, around insurance or inheritance. And Japan's Supreme Court ruled that transgender people do not need to undergo surgical sterilization in order to legally change their gender. Over in Europe, the Czech Republic is considering a bill to legalize same-sex marriage, and this year it will become legal in Estonia, the first Baltic country where that's the case. This month, the European Court of Human Rights ruled that Poland must introduce civil unions or same-sex marriage. 4. Criminal justice reform. In July, Ghana became the 124th country globally and the 29th in Africa to abolish the death penalty, except in cases of high treason. While the death penalty remains on the books in much of the United States, in practice it is rarely used. According to the Death Penalty Information Center, 2023 is the ninth consecutive year with fewer than 30 people executed, which was 24, and fewer than 50 people sentenced to death, which was 21. The U.S. continues to its trend of decarceration. Incarceration rates have been falling since 2008, with no corresponding spike in crime. This trend has positively affected Black men in particular. 5. Some reduction of weapons of mass destruction. A treaty the U.S. signed in 1997 locked the country into destroying its chemical weapons stockpile by September 2023. This summer, they met the deadline early when a final rocket filled with sarin, nerve agent, was destroyed in Kentucky. Chemical weapons are considered a weapon of mass destruction and have caused considerable damage in warfare. Other than the U.S., 191 countries have committed to destroying their stockpiles of it. In December, Peru destroyed the last of their cluster munitions stockpile, the final country of the 112 that agreed in 2008 to destroy cluster munitions stockpiles, clear their remnants, which can explode long after they land, harming civilians, and assist victims, says Human Rights Watch. Bulgaria, Slovakia, and South Africa also destroyed theirs in 2023. Big cluster munition-producing countries, however, including China, North Korea, Russia, Israel, Egypt, Greece, and the U.S., are still manufacturing and stockpiling cluster munitions. 6. Global wealth and wealth equality is increasing. The global middle class is swelling. While total wealth around the world declined in 2022, global median wealth, a better reflection of how a typical person is faring, increased by 3%. Big data points like these are always at least a year behind. The Swiss bank UBS's annual report predicts that total global wealth will grow 38% in the next 5 years, primarily driven by middle-income countries like India. This is one sign of a more equal world. In contrast to the 20th century, in which a small subset of countries enlarged their pies while the rest shrank or stagnated, we are now seeing larger pies in more places, and that has come along with more equal living standards. One inequality researcher this year, writing in Foreign Affairs, found that among countries, wealth is more equal today than it has been since the late 1800s, with China a massive player in this reversal. Wealth inequality within countries, however, is rising. In the U.S. in 2022, Americans became wealthier too, with people at the bottom of the distribution gaining proportionally more than people at the top, writes economist blogger Noah Smith. Wealth inequality is down, including across race, education, and urban-rural strata. 7. Poverty is decreasing. The United Nations July report on multidimensional poverty, a measurement that uses multiple factors to address poverty instead of just income, found that 25 countries have halved their scores in 15 years. These include Cambodia, China, Congo, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Morocco, Serbia, and Vietnam. Some not only halved their scores, but also did it remarkably speedily. Indonesia needed only 5 years, and Thailand 4. These numbers are also from 2022. 8. Climate advancements. Although 2023 was the hottest year on record and global emissions remained stubbornly high, there were many bright points for the climate. Electric vehicle sales defied expectations. Renewable energy installation and investment both surged. The Ukraine war had the unforeseen effect of boosting the European Union's climate timeline forward, potentially by a decade. Research organizations think that coal consumption may have peaked, that peak oil is coming soon, and that mega emitter China's emissions will finally fall in 2024. Deforestation is reversing in Brazil, as well as elsewhere in the Amazon. And after decades of pushing back, at this year's annual climate meeting, COP28, rich countries agreed to pay for loss and damages incurred by poor countries from climate change for the first time. 9. Looted and stolen art returned. Thousands of pieces of art looted by national conquest or stolen by individuals are being returned to their places of origin. From artwork taken by the Nazis to objects plundered from foreign European colonies to a piece looted by the U.S. Army given back to Iraq, 2023 saw a mass return of unethically acquired art. That's a sign that the art world is moving past previous international standards in which it was normal for stronger countries not to respect sovereignty and to take whatever they felt was theirs. 10. A potpourri of progress. There were many other significant successes this year. Here are just a few. Benin, Mali, and Iraq eliminated trachoma. The Afghani Taliban have done an about-face and have agreed to mass polio vaccination campaigns. Epidemic polio remains only in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Uzbekistan made domestic violence illegal. Japan updated their sex crimes code for the first time since 1907. Lithuania banned fur farming. The world signed an agreement to protect international waters, the first since 1982. Several animal species were lifted from endangered status. And last but not least, NASA received a sample of the first deep space object brought back to Earth, material from an asteroid that may have brought the ingredients of life to Earth over 4 billion years ago. About the author, Emma Varvalukas is the executive director of the Progress Network, where she is host of the critically acclaimed news podcast, What Could Go Right?, and writes the WCGR newsletter. The editor of 2 books, she is currently writing one on media literacy for the modern age. She is the former executive editor of Tricycle, the Buddhist Review, the premier publication covering Buddhist news, culture, and Buddhism's new home in the West. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you Greater Good Magazine. 7 reminders for how to live well in 2024. If all your goals and good intentions seem to fall by the wayside soon after New Year's, try getting back to basics. By Mark Burton, December 29, 2023. Reading through website after website summarizing how to be happier or stronger in 2023, the answers are easy to dismiss. They're so similar and simple. There's no new brilliance to staying physically and mentally resilient. But here's the problem. Staying true to what we already know takes work. We get distracted by our fear and stress or tantalizing quick fixes like another show, game, or purchase. Even in the midst of ongoing crises, our minds need rest, but vicious, vacuous politics and news curated to inflame immerse us in all that's wrong 24/7. And then our tech-driven world takes us from our best interests, literally by design. Our attention and personal data are their economy. Good things and bad things endlessly cycle. Resilience relies on staying aware of our choices to influence what we can and then navigating all the rest as well as we're able. A failing lifestyle contributes to the state of overwhelm for this generation, since reactionary, sedentary, and social media-driven ways do not work for anyone. The cutting-edge science of staying strong and happy still points back to the wisdom of old-school, common-sense choices. Thus, the solution points to self-awareness and habit change. How can we recalibrate ourselves and get back to basics of living well in 2024? Let go of undermining mental reactions as best as you're able, then realign yourself with your own best intentions for the year. Here are some reminders for how to do that. Number one, connect with people who support you. Technology is just a tool to be used well or poorly. Bonding with someone you know directly, even online, keeps you strong. However, social media provide only momentary buzz that can lead to jealousy, anxiety, and poor self-esteem. Quit apps when you can, and otherwise commit to time-limited check-ins with people you know. Put down your device often and focus on real people instead. 2. Engage in real time with whatever sustains you. Paying attention to what's going on while it's happening correlates with happiness. Doom scrolling sucks our attention into reactivity and fear. Give full attention to positive moments, both because it's enjoyable and because immersing yourself in them has intrinsic value. 3. Exercise. Medically speaking, there is no healthy, sedentary lifestyle. Our body requires exercise, both physically and emotionally. No one should be judged for their body type, and yet everyone has to move. The idea that exercise is optional is a modern myth. 4. Take care of your brain. Like a muscle, how you treat your brain changes it, based on a process called neuroplasticity. Spend all your time distracted, stressed, and fearful, and habits related to that lifestyle become hardwired. Setting aside time for beneficial activities like sleeping enough, reading, offline hobbies, or practicing mindfulness solidifies stronger tendencies instead. 7. Let go of consumerism. The science of happiness shows clearly that acquiring stuff cannot keep us happy. It's a false idol. Each purchase or shiny light on our phone instantly passes, leaving us craving for more. Enjoy whatever you enjoy, but whenever you catch yourself craving quick fixes, use that moment of proactive awareness to realign yourself with what actually works. 6. Selfishly practice both kindness and gratitude. Even when life feels out of control, we only directly influence what we choose to say or do, or not say or do. Some options make situations better, and some make them worse. Setting an intention to meet each moment with kindness and gratitude supports the people around us and has been shown to increase our happiness too. 7. Understand the science of habit formation. If you're changing a habit, whatever you're moving toward isn't yet habit by definition. These new patterns require effort and consistency to launch. Start with small, realistic steps, which stick better than grandiose plans. Then set reminders and partner with someone if you can. Stay patient when you lose track of yourself and come back to your best intentions again. That's how new habits hardwire. To summarize, spend time with real people, treat them well, put down your devices, and move your body. When you see a chance, do things that improve the world. And then, amid the onslaught of self-help guides, gurus, and glittery things to play with and buy, commit to the wisdom of the basics in 2024 instead. About the author, Mark Burton, MD, is a developmental pediatrician and author of How Children Thrive, Mindful Parenting for ADHD, Mindfulness and Self-Compassion for Teen ADHD, and The Family ADHD Solution, all which integrate mindfulness into the rest of pediatric care, and a contributing author for the book Teaching Mindfulness Skills to Kids and Teens. You have been listening to Greater Good Magazine, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley, wishing you all a wonderful year ahead. And now stay tuned for more programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.